Thank you, Adrian and Mayu. That was lovely. Now, not long ago, I had the opportunity to talk with a friend whom I had not seen in many years. And when I knew this woman before, she always seemed to be in some kind of trouble. It seemed that she was always in a state of perpetual struggle to keep some aspect of her life from falling apart. When I saw her again, many changes had occurred. She had a new gentleman friend. She had moved into a different apartment, and she was even working in a different job. But one thing had not changed. She was still struggling to keep her life from falling apart. She spoke with a heaviness in her voice that is typical of someone who is always on the edge. someone who has to come to believe that life is just one big, fat, futile effort. This woman believes in at least two distinctive ideas that she takes wherever she goes. The first one is that she believes that life is an endless struggle. No matter how hard you work, you are still overwhelmed by some obstacle. Any success you do have hangs by a precarious thread, ready to snap at any moment. And the second is that she believes there is little that she can do to change it. She carries this belief system, she carries this consciousness into every single situation she enters. Even though she is a hard worker, she always manages to prove that what she has come to believe through the years is really true. That life is an endless struggle, and there is absolutely nothing that she can do about it. On the other hand, I have another friend who believes that anything we really want to achieve, we can, because every man, every woman, and every child is endowed with unlimited divine potential. She really believes this, and so she expects wonderful things to happen. Everything this person does is a success because she carries a consciousness of success, an expectation of success into every endeavor. Things do not always go as expected for this person, but that never stops her. She has learned to see through the obstacles. She sees them as opportunities to grow, and she will not let anything discourage her from moving toward her goal. Here we have two people living on the same planet, in the same country, in the same city, but they are operating from two entirely different belief systems. One has focused on positive change in her inner life, and the other has focused on changes in her external life. She believes that the cause of her failure is out there in the world somewhere. It's the government. It's management. It's labor. It's the weather. Oh, it's the economy. It was her traumatic childhood. It's all the brainless people that live and move in this city. Everyone and everything is her problem. So all she can do is sigh and trudge through life and hope to experience as little pain as possible. Life becomes a hopeless existence for her. In divine science, we emphasize the ability of people to make positive changes in their lives. Changes can be brought about in many ways. They can be external changes. You can quit your job, and you can get a new one. You can divorce your husband or wife, and you can marry someone else. You can move to a new city, or a new county, or a new country, and you have made external changes. But it does not necessarily mean that the changes will be a change for the better. Remember, wherever you go, there you are. External changes in and of themselves do not guarantee that the quality of your life will be improved. The change that always assures improvement in the circumstances and the quality of your life is a positive internal change. If you are an unhappy person, your unhappiness is an internal affair. If you are constantly depressed, your depression is an internal affair. If you are constantly worried about your health, poor health is an internal affair. If you find that you are never satisfied with the way things go in your life, your dissatisfaction is also an internal affair. As a matter of fact, life itself is an internal affair. If you are to permanently raise the quality of your life, any changes you must begin to make within yourself, within your own consciousness. Now, consciousness is a word that we use here every day in our teaching, and it is important to understand what we mean by this term. Consciousness is the total sum of your beliefs. It is the image that you hold of yourself and the world in which you live. Your consciousness, your beliefs, they go with you wherever you go. If you have low self-esteem, for instance, you can move from one city to another, and you will find that the people will treat you pretty much the same in the new city as they did in the one you left. If you are looking for better people, you will never find them until you raise your self-image. The very same is true of your conditions. You can change the conditions in your life many times, but until you raise your self-esteem, you will find these changes leave you feeling just as empty as you felt before you made them. Life will continue to feel like a lost cause. But I am here to tell you that life is not a lost cause. What has become lost for many people is the cause of most of the hardships that occur in their lives. There is a way to find that lost cause of failure, frustration, and sense of futility, and to learn how to turn things around. The cause is a negative belief system, a negative consciousness. The solution is to turn that belief system around to the point where we expect success in all that we do. Jesus said, "In the world you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It's interesting to note that when he made this statement, he was still living in the world. The process of overcoming the world, that is, mastering our response to the world or our surrounding conditions, is a process that takes place in the midst of our daily lives. Are you in the middle of a struggle of some kind right now? Are you worried about the outcome of some pending situation? Are you being challenged by an unhealthy body, an unstable financial condition, or an unproductive marriage or relationship? Are you unhappy with your work? Does it seem to be going nowhere? This is the world that you have the power to overcome. It is here that the principle of truth comes into play. Jesus stands as an important example of those of us who are following his teaching. The fruit of his teaching is to be able to overcome the world, to master our reaction to the world of appearances. Jesus demonstrated that any obstacle, even death, the greatest obstacle of all, can and must come under the dominion of each one of us individually. Whatever it is that you are going through at the moment, you have the ability to overcome and to master. And even more than this, the situation or the condition will prove to be beneficial to you. It will prove to be an important step toward your greater good. The writer of Proverbs said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Understanding this wisdom gives us the key we need to change our conditions. What we think in our heart, that is what we think and feel, determines the quality of our life and what it will be. In other words, you will act out in the three-dimensional world what you believe about yourself in the innermost parts of your soul. This is the key that will enable us to improve the quality of life, beginning right now and right here. As you contemplate overcoming any challenge, the first step is to ask yourself, what are you really thinking in your heart about that particular challenge? Do you feel the outcome you desire is too good to be true? Does this challenge have you feeling small or weak or insignificant? Do you find yourself feeling like a helpless victim, powerless to do anything about your situation? Perhaps you might want to try this exercise to help you get your thoughts out in the open. Write down on a piece of paper how you really feel about the challenges that you are facing right now. And once you have written down the way you feel, look at what you have written, and then let go of the feeling. Let it go. Let it fly away. Don't try to change the external condition that caused the feeling now. Concentrate on the deep feeling that you have about it, and then gently release it. Let it go. Let go and let God. Realize that the external condition has only the power that we give it with our feelings. This is what we refer to as denial. It takes practice and it takes patience to release negative feelings, but it is an important step toward overcoming any negativity in your world. And once you have begun to release these negative feelings that you have toward a condition or a situation or a person, a place, or a thing, it is important to get your feelings moving in a positive, assertive direction. Begin to feel that you are greater than the condition or the situation that you're thinking about. You are an infinite child of God, living in a world of unlimited possibility and potentiality. In the first letter of John, we read, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." This is an important truth to remember, because he who is in you is God. And as Jesus reminded us, with God, all things are possible. When you go through your day with a positive, affirmative attitude that is grounded in your spiritual identity, you will begin to notice changes in the way you deal with life's events. You will find yourself making new choices that take you far, far away from the old routine of failure, poverty, sickness, and depression. You will make new choices that keep you on the path of light and life and success. The three little steps for doing this are: first, get in touch with the way you really feel about the negative condition in your life. Write it down on a piece of paper. And then patiently release those negative things, the negative feelings, the negative thoughts, the negative beliefs. And finally, start right now to turn your feelings into positive, success-oriented expectations. And as you do this, you will find yourself carrying an almost magic touch into everything that you do. You will find yourself getting excited about the possibilities in your life and excited about your own potential move in the direction that you wish to go. Be patient, be persistent, and most of all, be expectant. Expectant that your life gets better with each passing day. Remember, all things are possible with God. And what Jesus did, he said, we could do also, and even greater things. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. Place your feet gently on the floor in a comfortable position, and your hands at your side or in your lap gently. And relax. Be still. And take a deep breath. And with the exhale, slowly release all those negative thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And let's turn to the positive. Be still and quiet your mind. And let go of everything that is outside this peaceful sanctuary. There are no worrisome thoughts allowed here, no anger allowed, no resentment, and no jealousy. Let it all go. And be still. Be very still. And go within, to the center of your being, where a father waits and welcomes you with open arms, his unconditional love, and his perfect peace. Life out here in the world is full of uncertainty. Change is a constant and a given. We can't escape it, but we can accept it and live happily and joyously with it. It's all a matter of how we look at things. Let us look at change as a gift from God. Let us see it as an opportunity to grow in experience and in truth. Let us have a cheerful and positive attitude and know that behind every change, unexpected blessings await us. We are the beloved of God, and as his beloved children, we are heirs to all that is good and all that is very good. This is the truth that is constant. This is the truth that never fails, the truth that never changes, the truth that never flounders and never wavers. Let us be still. And in that stillness, let us remember that we are our Father's beloved children, and all that he is and all that he has is already ours. Let us remember that the eternal God is our dwelling place, and regardless of the changes we experience, he is keeping us safe, he is keeping us secure, and he is keeping us loved, enfolded in his everlasting arms. Let us be still and know. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you all that he is and all that he has. Unconditional love, everlasting love, and peace. Amen.